The popcorn is at the ready once again as we head back into the cinema to take a look at some of this week's new releases. This is Lee Middleton, and coming up at the movies, the most anticipated film of the year so far hits the screen as we are reacquainted with Mr. Christian Grey, and a movie that my five-year-old is simply desperate to see. It's also got Lego and DC comic fans rather excited as well. But first, our film of the week, and in keeping with what is becoming a bit of a recent trend, we head over to the United States for a touch of nostalgia. Directed by and starring Denzel Washington, Fences is based on the play of the same name, written by August Wilson, who sadly passed away before he had the chance to see his work brought to life. We head back to the 1950s, where Troy Maxson is a trash collector in Pittsburgh. In fact, he becomes the first African-American to be promoted to the role of garbage truck driver. However, Troy firmly believes that the colour of his skin is the reason he never achieved his first goal in life, to become a professional baseball player. So when he finds out that his son is being scouted by a college football team, the memories of his youth and sporting rejection come to the fore.
I'm not talking about no baseball.
You're not listening to me. I'm trying to explain it to you the best way I know how. It's not easy for me to admit that I've been standing in the same place for 18 years.
Well, I've been standing with you. I've been right here with you, Troy. I got a life, too. I gave 18 years of my life to stand in the same spot as you. Don't you think I ever wanted other things? Don't you think I had dreams and hopes? What about my life? What about me?
Fences also stars Viola Davis, Stephen Henderson, and Yovan Adepo as the long-awaited stage adaptation finally makes it onto the big screen. Fences is released this weekend. The books were a surprising but overwhelming hit, and so it's no surprise that when E.L. James's erotic tale of a shy reporter and a wealthy businessman were adapted to the big screen, the box office, well, simply lit up, and the 50 Shades phenomenon took a new lease of life. The much-anticipated second film of the series is released this weekend as cinemas turn 50 Shades darker. Daunted by the singular tastes and dark secrets of the handsome, tormented young entrepreneur that is Christian Grey, Anastasia Steele has broken off their relationship to start a new career with the Seattle Independent Publishing House. But her desire for Christian still dominates her thoughts, and when he proposes a new arrangement, well, she simply cannot resist.
I brought you here to negotiate.
You're open to new terms.
No rules? No punishments?
No rules, no punishments, and no more secrets.
I can do that.
You want a, what do you call it? A vanilla relationship?
I mean, we only do what you're comfortable with.
But you need all those things.
I need you more.
Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan reprise their roles in the film franchise, and James Foley jumps into the director's chair. 50 Shades Darker hits the cinemas this weekend. Now, it's hard not to get excited when two of your favourite things are combined together. Yes, I am a big child, because in this case, we're talking Lego and superheroes. The Lego series of films and TV series have really stirred up quite a following over the last several years, and now the Lego figure of Batman is the star on the big screen. The Lego Batman movie hit cinemas this week. It's not only the kids that will be dashing to see it either. The voice cast includes Will Arnett, Michael Cera, Rosario Dawson, and Ralph Fiennes, and the humour and the plot of the film already been praised by critics as the Lego movies continue doing what they do best. Definitely your family movie if you're heading to the cinema this weekend. Finally, a look at the box office this week, which sees Lion at 5, it's Split at 4, La La Land hangs on at number 3, T2 Trainspotting also hangs on at number 2, and for a second week topping the box office chart, it is Sing hanging on to the number 1 spot. Coming up next time, we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of Dirty Dancing. Plus, Matt Damon has got a brand new film out which takes him into slightly uncharted territory as he visits the Great Wall. But for now, this is Lee Middleton, and that's a wrap on this week's edition of At The Movies.